This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back in. 8:35, getting our hump on today. Joining us now, friend of the program.
Speaking of humping.
Lovely,
the handsome.
He's very handsome. Joe Freeman is his name, at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. Senior writer for the Oregonian, covering mainly Beaver baseball, but a little, you know, he's got a little taste of Duck baseball this year as well. Before we talk regionals, Joe, let's get to the important stuff. How do you stay so handsome? What's your secret?
It's jeans, brother. It's just all jeans. Yeah. I don't do anything.
You a moisturizer guy? You don't lotion? You put anything in the beard? Yeah, is it just all natural?
No, you know, you see the wife come out of the shower, get ready or whatever, and there's lotion and moisturizer going on, and I'm just like, what's going on there? I don't know what any of that stuff is, man. It's just, you know.
You're the Ken Griffey Jr., a handsome man. You're doing it the natural way. Is that what you're telling me? No steroids here?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, I can see the grays is starting to come, though. I think in probably the next 12 to 16 months that the handsome will evaporate.
Yeah, my brother-in-law said this is true for him. Is it true for you? Will we ever see Joe Freeman without a beard the rest of our lives?
Ooh,
wow. You know, the beard's easy. It works. The wife loves it. Yep. So it probably not, but... Mm. Man, when it goes white or gray, who knows? Maybe that'll prompt me to make a change.
Just be a silver fox, man. You just evolve in life. That's what we do. Speaking of evolving, Oregon State goes independent this year. They played a lot of road games.
Nice transition.
Look, you like that? That was a radio pro move right there. And look at that top 8 seed for the Beavs. So hosting a regional, is this how we expected the year to go? And what do we make of the teams are going to be taking on this weekend?
Well, I expected them to have a very good season, as we talked about, you know, earlier, whenever that was. And but I wasn't so sure as we, you know, as it came down to crunch time, because, you know, they got swept by the Ducks. They had a couple bad series losses here and there. And you just never know with the selection committee what they decide to do. They were basically a bubble hosting team, and I think that panned out. They got the last, you know, top 8 seat. They're number 8. So I guess it sort of unfolded how we expected. I kind of thought, I guess I was wrong. I thought they might just miss the cut. I thought they might kind of end up at 9. But they clearly rewarded their high RPI, which finished the season at 7. And a lot of that is because they played so many road games. They only played 19 home games this season. So when Mitch Canham, their coach, went out to kind of plot the schedule, you know, leading up to the season, he put a an emphasis and a priority on playing a lot of road games because he knew that would help their RPI, which they needed because, you know, obviously they didn't have the Pac-12 conference to lean on anymore.
Well, they had that series with Oregon, Joe, and I know you covered it, but I'm just curious because it didn't end well for Oregon State fan, who was quite outraged, Duck fan getting the last laugh from that one. But, like, after that, in a moment where maybe people are questioning them a little bit and saying, ah, this isn't the year, they finished the season rather impressively. They beat Iowa. They took the series from Hawaii. They beat Long Beach State. Like, they had a good finish to their regular season. What was their takeaway of losing that series to Oregon and kind of how they wrapped their season up after that series?
Yeah, you know, they were pretty stunned by getting swept. They did not see that coming. And you talk to people who cover Oregon baseball very closely. They didn't see it coming either. Oregon kind of got real hot there, and they got real hot at the end of the year. I think they closed with like a 11-game winning streak before they fell in the Big Ten in the Big Ten tournament. So no one really saw that coming, but they, you know, it's a real gritty team, you know, kind of, I guess, emboldened by what happened to the Pac-12, emboldened by their independent schedule and nature and you know, buoyed by their talents, while other programs on campus kind of suffered a bit of a collapse or, you know, saw players defect right and left across the country. Pretty much all the Beavers stayed, you know, because of the program, because of Coach Mitch Canham, and because of the tradition and history there. But there was kind of a players meeting after that fourth game, fourth loss to the Ducks, and they all kind of had a little chat about what they needed to do move forward and kind of, you know, stay together, don't lose hope, that sort of stuff. And they rebounded. I think they went 9-1-1 in March, in May or something like that. And so it was a pretty impressive turnaround. You know, the like you said, they wanted Iowa, they wanted Hawaii, and those kind of just righted the ship there and carried them to a nice little finish.
Yeah, we're talking with the handsome one, the bearded one, Joe Freeman, at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. You can give him a follow there, covering a lot of different things, including Oregon State baseball for the Oregonian. I chuckle at these kind of conversations. I don't know how much you have this back and forth with Beaver fans, but it's certainly out there on social media. Like, when you replace a legend at a job, those are hard shoes to fill. And Oregon State's previous coach, manager, was a legend who had multiple national championships. How much pressure is there on Canham in this regional, or if they advance super regional, to maybe quiet some of that noise? Is there noise? I know he's not going to get fired, but just from the public perception of the fan base who's looking at this guy saying, hey, what have you done for us? What do you make of that conversation?
Well, it's ridiculous that there would be any perceived heat on Mitch. He's coached number 6 or 7, wherever they ended up in the nation, despite the collapse of their historic conference. He kept the entire roster together, which included, you know, multiple MLB, you know, draft prospects. The roster is loaded. He's built a really tight knit culture there for all the culture, buzzword people. He's steeped in the tradition. He played mm-hmm. there. He's a two-time national.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
So champion, he's produced, I want to say, two super regional teams during his 5 years there. Well, six. This is the sixth year. So two, we'll see how this year goes. Every other team except for the COVID year made the regionals. There's been a lot of success. It's just the expectations of a program that wins has won three national championships, and they expect to win a championship every year. You talk to them, some programs hide from expectations. Certainly, covering professional sports, it's not always that teams come out and say their goal is to win it all. The Beavers say that every year. So when they don't get to Omaha, they fail to meet their own expectations. But the fact of the matter is, only eight teams go there. It takes one hot team to catch fire at the right time to sweep through a regional or a super regional. And that's just the way, baseball is. So any heat on him, I don't believe there's any at all. And I think any notion that there is just from fans who have a warped perspective. It's an incredible program. That's the crown jewel of the athletics there, and they should appreciate the product they have, quite frankly.
They've reached a fine bomb SEC college football territory, 10-2, yeah, and you're an absolute bomb.
They won 41 games. Yeah. There's only 20 or so teams that have done that this year. So, they've produced tons of major league draft picks under Coach Canham. By every measurable, whatever you want to call it, he's succeeded, minus getting to Omaha so far. And he's only been coached there for five-ish, 6 years, if you count COVID. So, it took Pat Casey how many years before he won a national championship and got to Omaha and won? So, it's just the nature of the sport.
Well, and then from second to third was also a pretty large gap. Still had a lot of success. It's just you don't win the title every year. I'm kind of curious about a couple of things. The road thing was something I was wondering if Beaver fan was taking more into account how many road games they had this year versus home because of the independent schedule. I would say based on some of the social media, and we shouldn't allow that to be the norm, that noise didn't seem to take into account that part of it. One of the road games that we mentioned was in Eugene. I know you didn't cover everything Oregon this year, but from what you saw and what you were kind of keeping up with the Ducks, did they look like a team that's finally going to kind of break their Omaha drought this year? Do you pick Oregon to what that situation could be in trying to win their regional, advance to a super, and get to Omaha for the first time? Just the season that you saw them have from afar and what you saw up close.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I had questions about the depth of their pitching and their bullpen. They quieted some of that down the stretch when they got hot. But I still think some of that lingers. They play in a very hitter-friendly park. The fences are in, so you see their home run totals, and you think, wow, they have a lot of boppers. Mason Neville leads college baseball in home runs, and he certainly is a talented player. So is Jacob Walsh, and they've got some really nice middle infielders as well. They have a very good team. I don't know. It will be interesting to see if they have the depth of pitching. Grayson Grinsell is he's a solid ace. He had a bad outing against Nebraska, and you see if he doesn't bring in, he doesn't set the tone, it's very difficult for them in a series. So, and especially in a regional, when anything, you hit the loser's bracket or something goes awry, you need that pitching depth. And so, that would be the one thing that would, give me pause about them making a run. But, that's another team that's got real solid culture under Waz there, that their coach, and, they've got a lot of talent. So they certainly have the capability to do it. It's just, it's a stupid thing to say. It's horrible analysis, but baseball is just all about who is is hot at the right time. Man. You know, the Oregon State 2022 Oregon State team was so good all year, mm-hmm. and they came within one run of getting to Omaha just because they ran into an Auburn team that was just playing remarkably hot at that moment. And that's just the way it, I mean, we saw with Oregon State in 2007, I think it was, yep. they barely made it into the tournament. They caught fire and won it all again. So, you know, it's the nature of the sport.
That's the beauty of it. That. Yeah, it's the beauty of it. That's why we love it, because you never know who's going to win. Last one for right. you. You got any money laying around? You want to put a bid in on the Blazers?
For what? You mean to buy them?
Yeah. What do we got? What do we got laying around the Freeman coffers over there?
Well, let me dig through the couch and see what we got laying around here. Maybe we'll find one. Yeah. Yeah, that's such a curious thing. There's no, like, you know, quite clear over, you know, someone that you've pegged to be the owner. It really could go in any number of directions. It'll be interesting to see who you guys want them to. Who do you guys want to be the owner besides yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, besides us, that would be ideal. So. Although, you know, those AM radio salaries, not quite at NBA ownership levels yet. So we got a ways to go there.
That's
got to
be one of the stories, though, Joe. Like, I know you're doing a great job on a different beat, and I know you did a lot of years in the NBA, and that life is not mm-hmm. easy. But, like, that's got to be a story that even gets you to go, oh, no longer a Vulcan entity, potentially. Like, we haven't seen that in a very long time.
You guys are trying to get me back on the Blazers feed, huh?
What? You might actually be able to get an interview with an owner at some point, you know?
Might talk to Daschle about that.
Does an interview in 10 years, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Paul would talk every now and then. He would kind of do a group interview in you know, kind of training camp and maybe around the draft. And you'd talk to him a little bit before games, at least before Olshay came around. When Olshay came around, interviews really got a lot different. But yeah, I obviously Jody had never talked at all. So it would be, you know, it's the question. Do you want the Mark Cuban, who will give an interview anytime about anything, and you just never know what he's going to say? Or do you want an owner who's a little more reserved? I guess it depends on your perspective. But hey, if you guys are owners, I want some kind of front office job kind of cushy job, okay?
You can be our GM, Joe Freeman. You're handsome. You got a great beard. You'd fit the role perfectly.
Just put your face behind the pinwheel. You'd be the logo.
He'd be the logo of the team.
People would be throwing darts at that mug, like, right and left, man. There'd be holes all over that face.
At Blazer Freeman on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Enjoy. Hopefully the weather's nice. Should be this weekend. Enjoy the regionals, and let's do this again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good. Always good talking to y'all. Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.